This is UNMEO Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEO Radio News at 11. I am Martina Brooks. Good morning. Liberia today joins the rest of the world to observe International Day for the Elimination of Obstetrics Fistula. It is observed under the theme, Hope, Healing and Dignity for All. UNFPA Liberia Communications Officer Kalis Hesu says any fistula requires multi-sectoral approach. The ECOWAS Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Ministry of Health and St. Joseph Kalde Hospital are participating in the celebrations. ECOWAS is instrumental in providing funding for some aspects of the fistula program in Liberia. A representative from the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center in Ghana is in Liberia conducting a two-week training for officers of the Liberia National Police. The training officer, Mr. Kavivina Tamaklo, told UNMEO Radio the training is intended to prepare LNP officers to take over the country's security by owning it as UNMEO draws down. Mr. Tamaklo said a couple of trainings have been conducted for senior police officers to include assistant commissioners, deputy commissioners, and chief superintendents. He said LNP superintendents will benefit from this two-week training. The ECOWAS African Union and the UN mission in Liberia, UNMEO, say they are supporting efforts by Liberian stakeholders to have a peaceful, credible, free and fair elections. Series of meetings are being organized. On Tuesday, a meeting leading to a national forum of political parties scheduled for June 4th will be convened in Monrovia. ECOWAS Special Representative Ambassador Tony Ajisomo says the national forum is a very critical platform to reach a common understanding and commitment among political parties and standard bearers to preserve peace and national cohesion during and after electoral process. The ECOWAS summit is expected to see the signing of a peace pact. Justice Minister Frederick Cheru has called on the media to at all times be ambassadors of peace and not to spread hate messages. He stressed that the media has a cardinal role to play in maintaining the peace that a country enjoys, calling on them to spread non-violence messages to citizens. He told a team of judicial and local reporters in Gwanga at the weekend that the medium is so powerful that it can build up and tear down a system in no time, but by preaching non-violence, particularly during this electioneering period, will provide for a smooth sealing of the process. In furtherance of Minister Cheru's quest for peaceful elections, he has instructed that security officers grant all parties in the ensuing 2017 elections equal access to all public facilities. He said unless given equal access, parties could feel cheated because they were not given access to a public building. The news is coming to you from UNMEO Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Donald Trump has arrived in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank to meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as the U.S. president seeks to restart peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians. The short visit in Bethlehem on Tuesday comes a day after Trump met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Palestinians held a general strike in support of hundreds of hunger striking prisoners held in Israeli jails. Meetings with Netanyahu concluded on Monday with Trump promising to help broker an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal, but gave little indication of how he could revive negotiations that collapsed in 2014. And 22 people, including children, have been killed and 59 injured in a suicide attack at Manchester Arena. The blast happened Monday at the end of a concert by U.S. singer Ariana Grande. Police said the lone male attacker who died in the blast detonated an improvised explosive device. Relatives are using social media to hunt for missing loved ones, and an emergency number has been set up. Several African leaders, including the head of the African Union Commission, Moussa Faki, have been sending messages of condolence and solidarity with the UK. That's the UNMEO Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEO, you can log on to www.unmeo.umissions.org, facebook.com/unmeo2003, or Twitter @UNMEO News. I am Martina Brooks. Good morning.